Audio rolling.
Action. All right, guys, this is episode 5 of After Hours, the official Open Sign podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
I'm Cam Clark.
Ryan Webbeking.
All right, this week we're going to kind of talk about, we're going to start out talking about this last week's Stray shoot.
Yeah. Man, that was...
It was also my first time acting in anything other than on stage, like, 10 fucking years ago.
That was, like, the most people I've ever directed at once. And that was, like, holy dog shit. There's a lot of talent here today. Do you know what's... Okay, first of all, I'm going to pretty much say that shoot went really awesome.
I thought it went really well.
Footage was really good. The people were awesome. It was a good time. It really was.
I caught on pretty quick, I felt.
Here's what sucked, is that we were not supposed to shoot any of that. Now,
until this weekend.
Yeah, until this weekend, which wouldn't have worked out anyway, but we, you know what we got. It's a good thing
that we did.
Yeah.
Because we would have been really pissed.
Yeah, I'm less pissed that that's not done than I would have been if the stuff that we were going to get this weekend. Like, it worked out because, like, and I made this decision at, like, 6 a.m. I'm lying in bed and I'm like, oh, fuck. It's going to be wet as balls. Because, like, the location that we're shooting at. Yeah, the location we're shooting at is a fucking creek bed. It's what it is. It's a little creek bed.
Yeah.
And it was dried up. And then the gods decided, like, oh, they've got to shoot tomorrow. Rain! And it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, thank you. God, fucking Bacchus over here is screwing up. So, I made that decision. I'm like, Ryan, I had an idea. How about we don't do what we were planning to do this week, and we do what we were planning to do the week after this week? And it's like 7:30, and Ryan's like...
7:30.
You sunk my battleship.
Oh, Nate.
So, it's like real early, and he's like, hold on, let me do my Ryan impression.
Oh, you're going to do my impression. Let me get ready for this.
All right, so Ryan, I think we should do this instead. Yeah, that's cool. You gotta have the pauses in there.
I'll let you go in that dead air because it was Ryan, for your impression, but see, the thing is, don't make a habit out of doing that.
No. It's not like I wasn't trying to be dead aired there. It's just the thing with Ryan.
Apparently that's what I do.
Ryan talks like old people fuck. Really, really slowly. And then the end isn't even that great of a climax.
And someone breaks a hip eventually.
Yeah. Says about one of his friends that's sitting next to him on this fucking podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Such you a
can,
dick.
Well, Nate, you can always do your Cam Clark impression. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, let's hear the Cam Clark impression by Nate Barr. Make sure you let them know why I sound like this. Be sure to include that.
Hey, I'm Cam Clark, and I'm a big director in the fucking world. You can always check my dick. I'm a goddamn all you motherfucker. And, I'm a super saiyan, and I direct.
That's pretty spot on. Super
Oh, man. Well, I don't even remember why I gave you that voice. Probably because you're an asshole.
If I was a betting man.
Yeah.
And I am.
Yeah, it was some reason or another. But,
no, but like, totally off track. what the fuck were we talking about? Stray shoot. There we go.
Yeah.
Seriously though, all in all, it was an awesome day. It was the first time we got the entire Marine unit together at one time.
I seriously was like, is this ever going to happen?
Yeah.
Because I kept waiting for it.
Yeah.
Because I knew that like, we get that. That shoot out of the way, it would start to come together,
and it kind of
a lot more.
Like now that scene's done, it kind of feels like things are starting to be placed together well.
I was starting to wonder if I was even going to be in the film anymore. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man? That's like, hey, see, that's the thing about independent filmmaking, is that you have to be above everything else. You have to be patient, because like it takes so much time. And I know that makes like a lot of sense when you hear it, but like, you have no idea how some people are just like so quickly irritated that it's not going like that. Because that's not how it works. Like, the script for this took 2 years.
Yeah.
I knew the filming for this was going to take the year that it's taken. But even like sometimes I'm just like, oh God, I want to be fucking done. I want to be done. And I want to see the premiere and just be like, all that cool shit that comes with it. Like, because...
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to see this film, man.
Yeah, like
it looks like it's really shaping up to be.
I think it is, and like, yeah. I've seen.
Still got some work to do.
I've seen the edits from Jeremy that he's been doing on the stuff that we shot this winter, and it's fucking beautiful. Like, watching it, I'm just like, oh my God, we were out there, and
yeah.
I'm telling you, like, not you so much. So, Christian, because you weren't
thank you. I was like, all right, there the whole time.
But
I've actually never really
Nate, Ryan, and myself.
Yeah.
And about and everyone else that's on crew. When we actually watch this, and it gets to those winter shots, you're gonna hear all of us quietly and probably simultaneously go, fuck that winter. Yeah. Fuck that winter. Like, it was so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It was awful, but I still had a lot of fun.
And there's not...
I looked forward to it.
There's the only big problem that we've had on this shoot. There's two problems. Scheduling. That's been kind of a pain in the butt.
That's been the number one pain in the ass, pretty much.
And the occasion... And the bugs.
Oh, God.
The bugs have been... Let me tell you guys a story from last week, because it was real... I'm glad you say that, Ryan. I'm glad you say that. Now allow me to tell this story that involves you, my dear friend Ryan Weatherking.
Oh, he's gonna make you look like a dick.
So last week, me, Weatherking, and Austin Gray, who's our second cameraman on the stray shoot, go out to the woods to pick out like where we're gonna do everything and spots and stuff. Yeah, you already know the story I'm telling.
You knew he was going to do this.
And you'll have the right to defend yourself when we're finished here. We're walking, and I stop. And I'm like, okay, look, if there's something I've learned about these woods from having Webb walk ahead of me, is that there's going to be a shit ton of spider webs on the way there. Weather King, go right ahead, buddy. You fucking dick. Because he knew exactly why I did it. We don't get... 5 feet from that particular location. I don't think it was
5 steps.
No, I said feet.
I don't even think it was... I'm saying it was at least... It wasn't even 5 feet. It was 5 steps.
Yeah, we are at least 5 steps. And Ryan hits a fucking spider web instantly. And he's like just like, oh, damn it. And he's pissed.
It was all
over. And then he takes a couple more steps and he hits another one. And Ryan flips out. And throw, I don't know, did you think that you had the cap on that?
I think so, I don't know.
He throws his half-full Dr. Pepper bottle with the cap off on the ground, to which it explodes all over him and pisses him off more. And me and Austin I'm almost on the fucking ground, because it was just so fucking funny. He's like, man, fuck you guys! Fuck you! And stomps away, and we're just like, ah! Oh, man, it was so hilarious.
Yeah, that's a dick move, though.
Hey, well, I admit, but hey, you know, for my own personal well-being. Next time
you're taking this
part, you. Let's make fucking Travis do it.
Okay.
don't make the new guy do it.
That's why the new people are there, to do all the shit we don't want to do.
So, you, Travis, walk through these spider webs real quick.
Now.
What?
For some reason, when I'm out in the woods, like, I know there's spiders around me. I don't really care that much, especially if I'm covered up. Like, if one gets on my arm or something, it's not that big a deal.
Oh, I don't want him anywhere still near me.
I don't like webs at all.
Which is ironic, because we all call him.
I know. It's kind of fucked up, right?
Speaking of spiders, I got a fucking tale.
Oh, did I tell you this story? Oh my God, I don't know if I did.
So, for those of you who don't know me, I am fucking terrified of spiders. Even those tiny little fucking millimeter house spiders that you just find... Fuck them.
Do you ever see the little red ones that almost pee?
Oh, hands? Fuck those things. Nothing natural was ever meant to skitter. I don't care what you say. They are fucking demons sent straight from hell. Fuck spiders. So anyway, I was on boom.
Kind sound. Of agree, though.
I was on sound on set. And for those of you who have never done boom, never been in movies at all, when you're holding that microphone, if you make the tiniest fucking movement, it will pick up. So you have to stand there like a goddamn statue and just pick up audio. So in the middle of Paul Noom's monologue, which was extremely fucking long and very well done.
Thank you.
Fantastic job, both Cam and Paul.
Thank you.
In the middle of this 5-minute long monologue, I'm taking audio and I look over and on my left shoulder, it's a goddamn wolf spider just staring me straight in the eye. And like a goddamn man, I stood there still as a statue and just silently pissed myself until he was fucking done and you called cut and I was like, fuck!
I remember that. I remember that specifically because I looked at him like, what's your fucking problem? He just kind of walked away. You know that Nate walk away like, need to be alone for like 10 seconds? I'm having a fucking moment. And he didn't answer. He didn't look. He didn't acknowledge that I had said, Nate, what's wrong? Just nope. It was just, nope, fuck that. Fuck you, fuck all this, I'm gonna go stand by this tree and smoke. Dude, but
I
like,
remember him telling me, you like, you told me about that, and I was like, damn, dude, that sucks.
That took willpower in my entire body.
I would have ruined the shot, I would have ruined it.
Yeah, I would have done the same shit, because I think, like, out of everybody, you, Ryan, and Nate, and I are the three people who are the most fucking terrified of those little pieces of shit.
I don't like them. They don't scare me as bad as snakes do.
See, that's... Snakes are just living
garden hoses.
Dude, like, no. Like, that... No, they're not living garden... One of those motherfuckers killed John Voight. Okay? I watched it happen. Oh, yeah, that's okay. Oh, yeah. You're okay now. Yeah. You haven't been...
He was only half, partially digested.
I actually, to be honest, I love that movie. That's, like, one of my favorite movies. But every time at that part where he throws up John Voight...
He's referring to Anaconda.
I wasn't going to say anything to avoid... Whatever. So,
To avoid spoilers?
Yeah, there
Almost 20-year-old...
Dude, there are people out there. I bet Michael's never even seen it. Yeah, Mike, I bet $1,000 you haven't seen Anaconda. That is a challenge to you, Storchy. But like,
are you prepared to be out $1,000? Like, he's going to hear this, like, first.
If, no, you know what? I'm not making that agreement. No, I was thinking of a different... Anyway, the part where it throws up John Voight, I laugh every time because it just looks at her and it's like, I can even see face on this, like, the even snakes can make the, oh God, and there's just, like, can you imagine, like, throwing up something that was that big, and there's like, shit, man, I'm hungry again, fuck, I'm gonna go eat J-Lo real quick.
Something about that John Voight just didn't agree with him. Must have been the shit that he took in his pants while it was eating, I guess.
It's like, what the fuck?
Dude, what did I... So now anytime I... Because, like, that's actual behavior in anacondas. And I've seen videos where they do it. And anytime I see it, they still have that face. And I'm like, that face... Everyone... Every single living being... Living thing that throws up on this planet has the face. Every one of them does. I've seen the dog do it. And even the dog's just like, oh, God. And it's just little, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about.
Because Anaconda was based on a true story.
Yeah, absolutely. That snake did kill John Voight, I'm convinced. And for some reason John Voight was some kind of mix of Colombian, Australian, and Cuban. Great acting. Absolutely 5 stars. Academy Award nominee.
For Anaconda, also starring
J-Lo.
Wasn't it Ice Cube?
Yeah, Ice Cube was in it too.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, that should have gotten an Oscar.
Hell yeah. Dude, that should have gotten an Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony, and a Woody.
Ice Cube just should have fucking shot that thing with his AK.
Yeah, well, then like, it wouldn't be a good day.
Because Ice Cube ain't nothing to fuck it, with, you know?
No, hell no. Dude, Ice Cube was in NWA and he beat the shit out of a snake.
And like, now he's making family movies.
Gee, let me pour one out for my homie real quick. But,
are we there yet? Three. Like, God damn it, stop.
Yeah. We are fucking there! You can quit.
Make Friday 5.
Friday.
Yeah, aren't they making another Friday?
Oh, I think Friday 4 is coming out.
Is it called like Next Friday or some shit?
The last There's Friday.
Our last Friday.
I
don't
know. I know what you did last Friday.
I know what you did last Friday, Chris Tucker. You got high. You ain't got no job. I'm going to get you high.
The Stray, everybody.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. The Stray.
This entire podcast is just diversions.
It really is.
Anyway, back to that.
Yeah, I think it kind of works, though.
I think that, all in all, I was really happy with the shoot. I was happy with the acting from all of the actors. Christian, yes, I was happy with you before you fucking asked me, because I know you will.
I wasn't going to ask, but thank you.
We're gonna
I'm not gonna fucking ask for brownie points on a fucking podcast. Like, hey man,
oh, but when this thing gets turned off,
did I do good, boss?
Do I do good?
Did I do good?
God damn it, Nimsy.
The cool thing is we get to do that again.
Yeah.
But which part? That whole scene? Or?
No.
Unfortunately, without Paul.
But, yeah, the bantering stuff.
We kind of want to do a little introduction to everybody. We really just need to get more coverage, I think.
Pretty much.
What, like, audio of our banter, or, like, both. Better audio,
of,
I
both,
guess?
Both. Just,
a
like...
A bit of both.
No, we got ideas for it. I don't want to say too much and spoil it.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you what else was cool this week.
Oh, boy, I get to be made fun of all day.
I think it's good for you to get made fun of.
Yeah, no, I didn't really give a shit.
No, I mean, I just want you to feel bad.
I don't. That's why it's called acting. But
oh, is that what that was that you were doing?
Yeah.
I mean, you're just hairless like any other woman or child.
Not
oh,
true.
Yeah, so Christian Nash doesn't have facial hair, everybody. He looks like he did when I first met him sophomore year of high school?
I call it bullshit. I got some fuzz going back again, even though it's going to be gone tomorrow night. But whatever.
No, but like the cool thing, what else is cool that happened this week? This new phobia that came out.
Co-directed and written by Michael Storch and Cam Clark.
Yep, this was my first time working with Mike on a project as a co-director. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Michael's going to hear this.
No, there it is. Michael, okay, I think that nobody really truly understands how much Michael and I have disagreements on a lot of different shit. Like, we've never gotten into a seriously heated argument, but Michael has this thing where he gets... When he doesn't understand something, he questions really quickly. And when he does that, I get really frustrated. And it turns into an argument because I'm like, yeah, Mike, well, yeah, like, okay, I get it, Mike. Mike, I get, shut the fuck up! Just like, it turns into something it doesn't even need to be. So when I came up with this idea with him, I was like, cool, all right. And he's like, you want to help me? You want to be there, right? And I was like, yeah, man. And it was awesome. So easy to work with Mike as a director. Fuck everything else, but like directing with Mike, totally simple. Because all I've ever had to do is translate what Michael says. Because most people don't. The way Michael directs things is he'll. He gets his idea out there, but sometimes it doesn't make sense to the actor. No. We have talked about this a million times.
Yeah, but and between you or between you and whoever else is going to listen to this?
Me and him, we find it. It's why we work so well together.
Okay.
Because he gets the words out, and if they don't get it, he looks right, and Webb, you've seen him do this, he looks right at me and goes, Cam, tell them what I mean. I'm like, well, okay, tell me what you mean. He'll tell them the exact same thing, and I'll tell them something that is... But it's, like, completely far away from what he said. And then they do it, and it looks great.
Cam is like Michael's Patch Adams.
Exactly. I am Michael's Patch Adams.
Cam is the Michael Whisperer.
Yeah, I am the Michael Whisperer.
Like, what the fuck? Did you just... fucking, like, poke me in the neck?
What the fuck? Fucking stop it!
Don't do that anymore.
Me and Mike did Midnight Madness together, and that turned out really well. Except for, I mean, it took months to film, but...
Right, yeah, like, Midnight Madness was kind of Jesus.
There was a hell of a lot going on in it.
You guys got, like, you got added in right around the same time we were starting it, right, Christian?
Yeah, just about.
You too, Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, because you were just like, hey, you wanna come to a shoot tonight? I'm like, yeah, sure. So the Cinema Center ended up being Midnight Madness. We worked on it for like 3 months.
Every Sunday night for...
I enjoyed it, though. I mean, it took a long time, but it was a fun shoot. It was cool getting
there. Oh, yeah. It was good. I looked forward to that every week.
It was fun.
Yeah. I guess there were long days, especially when we did Stray and then that. But, I mean, it was...
Well, the thing is, yeah, we were doing that for a while.
Yeah.
That's where Damn came from.
Yeah. It just kind of sucked because we only got, like, you know, 3 or 4 hours every time to shoot.
Yeah.
That's why it took so long.
And there was so much content. And there was, you know... We had to break it up into so many different pieces, and then it just took a while, but it turned out good. So,
like, ever since Midnight Madness, I've really, really grown to really like the Phobias, because like now, like before when we were doing it, we were just kind of doing it, and now it's like we're doing it. And it's got like structure.
Yeah,
and we're
doing stuff with it. It's got a little more meaning now.
Yeah, and I like that. Like, it's fun doing some of these. I had a great time working on Death of a Salesman, the Phobia short. And I hope you guys that are listening will check it out because it's really cool.
I was only there for one day, and that was the shot that we did last week.
Dude, oh my gosh. True Wasn't story.
Isn't that you in the background?
Yeah. True story. Originally, that was me and J.R.S. Storch's girlfriend, Whitney, who were in the background. I was the knife salesman, and Whitney was the sunglasses salesman. While transferring, there was a problem, and it just went. All that footage we had shot, corrupted file, gone.
Oh, that sucks.
And he told me that, and I was like, well, okay. I thought it was his fault at first, because he...
Michael's going to
say was, bitch there was, I was No, the first... Because when he tells me, I'm like, what the fuck did you do now? Because the last time he lost footage, I'll never forget this. The first night when we first shot this, the weather was wonderful. It was in Phantom. It was during Phantom.
Hmm.
That scene where they see the flashing light that's the camera.
Right.
And great night. Good weather. Perfect night to shoot. Fine. A week later, it is now balls cold. It's like 50 degrees outside after the 80s we had the week before.
It was probably cold.
And I get a call like from Mike, frost. And I'm like, hey, man, what are we doing this week? And he's like, I broke the memory card.
Oh, yeah, that's
in
right.
In the memory card drive. And I was like, what? We lost all of it. I broke it. We have to go back. What? We go out there. First, only night in the entire week that it hit the 40s. It was so fucking cold,
man.
So, based off of that one mistake, I assume if he loses footage, he did it again. Which then brought up the question, what happened to the memory card?
DSLRs are finicky sometimes. Yeah. So, I've got... That happened to a lot of my photography shit that was on my DSLR memory card from high school. Like, randomly images would be like, image file not found.
It'll just drop the whole frame or whatever.
DSLRs will do whatever the fuck they want when they want, apparently.
So when we... So he tells me that and he tells what happened. I'm like, okay, let's reshoot it. I don't like getting put in makeup at all. It's uncomfy and it's sticky and it makes me feel weird. So, yeah, just like that. So then Ryan gets there. I'm like, hey, buddy, you're going to be in makeup. And
oh, Bozo?
Yeah. And Bozo was, no, both of them. That was the fun part because both of the salesmen in there are Ryan and Ryan.
Yeah.
It's the Ryans. It's a good episode. You guys should check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yes.
I was like, wait, where?
I was being white.
Was that the punchline? And I was like, where's the joke?
I was just being a white guy. Yeah. That's what my assumption
fiscal responsibility.
Fuck, I fucked up. Oh, well.
I'll see you on the yacht club later.
Only if I don't meet you out on the courses.
You know what
today.
I find really funny?
What?
And I think we even said something about this while we were filming it, but we just kind of ignored it. Bozell's got a bunch of knives, and he's tied up. And his knives are right, like, close to the, like, the CEO. It was like, okay, did he put those knives in there after he was dead? Or did he have those knives in his hand?
Why did you not cut the rope?
Why did you cut the fuck?
You had a dumb
bastard!
To be fair, Ryan Bozell, love the guy, bless his heart. He would be the guy to not cut the rope. Because he just wasn't feeling
son
it.
Son of a bitch! How am I going to get out of here? Oh, shit!
Bozell might hear this. I don't know if he listens.
I love Ryan. He actually, the last time I was like, hey, I don't know if he was joking, but I was like, hey, Ryan, have you heard the podcast? He was like, no. And I was like, oh.
Well, fuck that guy.
Well, fuck you.
Hey, this is my baby.
Hey! But,
Cam, you need some sleep.
Hey, man. What are you doing?
I don't know.
He's just like, ha, ha, yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Full disclosure, it's now 2 in the morning.
Fuck you
so.
Both.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fuck this little bitch right here.
Spoilers.
No, but, like, as I was saying, I've really grown to appreciate the Phobias, and I'm starting to really enjoy them. Like, especially, like, some of the newer ones. Like, we're coming out with one next week that is going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
I was like,
it's going to be a lot of fun. If memory serves, Mr. Barr, I believe you're there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it that one? Sorry we're being so vague. But
that is a good one. Yeah. Watch that shit because I'm sexy.
Once again, I got thrown into it.
Oh, really?
You always do.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I've played... Dead Body quite a few times.
Ryan's,
I think I've been in 2.
Ryan's like the Wilhelm scream in the movies.
Yeah.
He's like, he's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But that's going to be cool. I know that the brothers are coming up, the Storch brothers are coming up with some new ones to come out with.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I think they're brainstorming tomorrow, actually. It should be really cool.
Nice.
And I've been watching a couple different web series online. I recently watched the Devil web series again. And I'm watching all these web series because, like, we're coming out with one.
I gotta cut that. Yeah.
We're coming out with one. And I want to see, like, how other people do it and how... I could do... What the fuck are you all laughing at? I'm talking about something serious.
I'm not.
I know you are. I could, no, just keep going. I'm sorry. That was mine. Oh, fuck.
Because me and Ryan have come up with a web series idea called... Which... Do we really want to even, like, talk that much about it? Or do we want to keep it quiet?
Be vague. I'd say you could probably give the title of it, but like everything that we do, we want to kind of keep it hush-hush until it...
But, plus, there's already sort of an episode out there.
Yeah, we put one out. Yeah,
we put
an episode... Okay. Our web series is called Made Guys. created by Ryan Webb, a king, and Cam Clark. Ryan Webb, space, a king.
Did you fucking Jesus. Forget his last name for a second? Yeah.
Well, I was going to just say Ryan Webb, and then for some reason the rest of it just kind of spilled out.
Webb, a king.
Webb, a king. And myself called Made Guys. Made Guys is a satirical gangster web series that follows two very inept Chicago mobsters, Tony DeMarco, played by yours truly, and Eddie Thompson, played by Ryan Webbeking. And honestly, out of the two, I think that you've got the weirdest name. Like, Eddie sounds like a real simple name. Okay. Based on the name Eddie, what's his name? Like his full name. You'd say Edward, right?
Edward, yeah.
Yeah, it's Edwin.
Nice. I went to college with an Edwin.
Because I thought that Ryan here doesn't look like an Edward. But he could be an Edwin.
What?
Yeah, I could see Edwin.
I don't see an Edwin.
Well, that's because you guys suck. Whatever. Nate, you're cool, man.
You guys suck. I mean, I know, cool.
But...
But, like, the series itself is... Let me tell you about the creation of this series. So, as you guys have heard on the other episodes, for some of our listeners that aren't new, we shit-talk a lot. A whole lot. And out of the four of us, Ryan Webb and I over here, we shit-talk all the fucking time.
Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't shit-talk. Not at all.
Mean every fucking thing I say.
So one day we're at Michael's house. I don't even know why we're at Mike. Why were we at Mike's that day?
It was for some, I don't know, some bullshit. Remember.
Anyway, Ryan Boza was there. And me and Ryan here can do these really great New York accents. And so, and I'm not, I don't want to do it yet. I want to save that. We're going to save that. That's a treat for the episode. So you'll have to actually watch them.
If you want New York accents, you'll have to stay too.
And so,
like, listeners are just like, fuck you, we're done.
Fuck you. And they throw their computers and then, like, they're pissed at us.
And then they have to get their trust fund money to buy a new computer.
Oh, damn. And so we go on this whole tangent. I think it was like a 20-minute conversation between the two of us.
I think so.
On a topic that I'm not going to divulge because it will be later seen. It will be seen within the series. We will not tell you where. And we listen to it, and I'm like, Ryan, let's do a web series about this. And he's like, well, what are you thinking? And I spat out this whole universe because I have like three gangster films that will be the next set of things that I do after Stray's done in like 2016.
Yeah.
But I've created an entire universe. An entire universe based on these three movies. And I basically took that. This is a part of that universe. It is a section from my head that's in that universe. So Made Guys is a story within the same universe as these same movies. It has some of the same characters, some of the same ideas, some of the same plots. It's like a really outlandish gangster web series set in fucking Fort Wayne, Indiana. The most non-gangster city ever. At least this type. Well,
yeah, I mean, used to be. I mean,
yeah, like back in the day.
Where the gangsters used to come to get away, I would say. I mean, I don't know, it follows
the journey between these two and like their story. Because like these two, I like to look at them as like they have Goodfellas personalities. Like they've got the Goodfella personality that you got from like that movie Goodfellas. Anyone heard of it before?
are you fucking serious?
And then it's like, for any of you who've seen Trailer Park Boys, it's like that trio. So it's like we fuck up everything. I don't think there's an episode where we actually get something right. I think we fuck up in every episode.
But what I always say is like, whenever Tony's not either fucking something up or freaking out, then Eddie is.
I think
is
we
doing
can
the same.
I think
you
we
know,
can
one of the other. You know, we're always between the two of us. Every episode, we'll either freak out about something small, or maybe something big.
It really depends on the actual scenario.
And the other is trying to, you know, calm the other one down. Like, usually by yelling at them.
I think that, I think, like, to go a little bit into Tony, my character, Tony is really pissed off at everything all the time. He's always mad. And he's a complete and total idiot, but he likes to think he's the smart one. And acts like he's the smart one. Like, he's a total narcissist. And he knows it. And he doesn't think before he fucks. That's a very important... That's a very important theme in the series. Is that most... Not all of the problems... Like, none of the problems in their situation are because of Tony's lack of... Oh, I probably shouldn't have sex with that. But more along...
with that thing right there.
But more along the lines of... It becomes a small issue that stacks onto the big ones. Like, there's a character in the web series that Tony really should not be sleeping with. But he's doing it anyway. And, like, that causes friction between them. And then, in my mind, Eddie is the calm one. Eddie is the one that's always like, stop freaking out, it's cool, it's gonna be fine, not a big deal. Dude, you need to chill out. Pretty much any time, it's pretty much our friendship. To be blatantly honest.
It's just you guys with accents, really.
Yeah, if me and Ryan, yeah, pretty much. Because, like, whenever I get really pissed off, the first thing that comes out of his mouth is a laughter, and then fucking settle down, man. Like, settle down, Beavis. Jesus.
Damn it, Beavis.
Settle down, Beavis. I will not settle down. I'm never going to score.
God damn it.
And I don't know. I mean, a bunch of different people are going to be in it. Like, something else I've learned is that, like, with web series, I don't think, like, I don't think it's going to be like anything that we've ever done before, because the biggest thing about this is it's funny.
Yeah.
That's completely opposite.
There is no element of horror in this thing.
No.
It's still violent.
It's still violent.
It's bloody.
It does sound like there will be a little seriousness to it as well.
Oh, there will be.
At least from what you've told me.
There will definitely be seriousness. Like, this is not going to be just a straight slapstick. Like, you're going to care about the characters in the episode. You're going to want to know more about what happens to this particular character. And, like, I want people to feel bad when some characters go. Like, oh, no, oh, shit, really? Oh, I'm just so upset. You know?
Stole my voice, dick.
I'm not as good as it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see?
Oh, God damn it, that was my favorite character. I can't believe... Baby. Can you fucking see what these assholes just did? Oh, God damn it.
Holy dog shit, that's funny. But, like, it's gonna have... It's a real dark comedy, if anything.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of
really dark elements.
Which is the best kind of comedy.
That's true. I like...
Comedy had its darkest, I would say.
If I could compare the level of, like, funny to this, it's like... It's like that surprise funny where, like, something happens that shouldn't happen. A good example, that scene in Boondocks when he slams his fist on the table, gun goes off and shoots his cat. Cat explodes all over the wall. Yeah. See, anybody who did laugh at that movie laughed because that surprised them. That surprised them. And they're like, holy shit, that just happened. That is what I like to think the comedy of Made Guys is.
Yeah, like, shit like that happens in
a
almost
lot.
Every episode.
Yeah, so. Just about. And it's like, oh no. Like, we have the first episode pretty much ready to go. It has to go on paper, but it's pretty much done. Working on the second. It'll be about 7 episodes for season 1. It'll be a week within the universe. Next season will be a month. Season after that will be 6 months. Season after that will be a year. And then it'll just keep going from there. Like,
wherever it goes.
Yeah. We've got... Let's
see.
I always think ahead with this, and I have, like, a stopping point for this. but I'm really looking forward to jumping into it.
Now, as far as like length goes, like what, like as far like episode length, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking about 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Mike has asked to be about 8 to 10.
Yeah.
And I think that...
That seems reasonable to get, like...
I think we can get all that out in
about 10 minutes. Yeah, get, like, various points across.
Yeah, I think that, I'm thinking the season finales will probably be a little longer. Like
15, 20, perhaps?
Maybe. Yeah. It depends on, like, some of the popularity of it.
Yeah.
But, like, the big goal with this, though, is we want to get this picked up. We want it to get picked up.
Yeah.
Because Ryan and I... Like, we have to come up with new ideas for this season because we have so many fucking good ones.
Get picked up by fucking Adult Swim.
Oh, my God, that would be hilarious.
Then you could do, like, the 10 to 15 minutes you go alongside Aqua Teen or some shit. That'd be fucking cool.
Like, I kind of want to get a Netflix original deal. I think
that'd be sweet, but the episodes would definitely have to be longer than
10 minutes. Yeah, and we can do that.
We could make them 30 minutes if we wanted.
Oh, fuck yeah, we really could. Like, some of the ideas that we have are huge. The big part of this is like some of the stuff we're saving is like their backstory. We're saving that, like some of the more explanation to why they like really the web series is jumping a couple, maybe a year or two into their lives here in Fort Wayne rather than just like them right getting there.
Yeah.
Cause like we just want to introduce the characters and the story dynamic and see what it's like. And then maybe we'll get a fish to bite, because, I mean, I think that this is a great idea. I really do.
Once we get some footage rolling, you know, get some test footage done and stuff like that.
And a lot of it...
And especially getting that first episode done.
Yeah, a lot of it's a little more...
We'll know what we're dealing with.
Like, yeah.
One thing that's different, at least for me, a lot of the dialogue, other actors' dialogue will be dead set. Our dialogue will have it on paper, but most of the time it'll just be improv. Like, we'll just jump into it.
That kind of depends. If someone else is good at improv, then...
Yeah, like, I think that I like our improv. We do it a lot. We actually practice this at least once or twice. Every time we see each other.
I mean, shit. Pretty much all our banter on Stray the other day was all fucking improv.
And that's what I like. I like improv because it feels more real. That's why I like it so much. And I think, like, some of the conversations that we have in May Guys are both... Like, none of it is stuff that most people would talk about. Like, at all. Like, fuck. What's a topic?
Like, just, you know, killing people and it's not really a big deal.
Like,
you know.
Just you guys want to get a hot dog?
For instance, yeah.
That's the episode title, you know, killing people's not a big deal.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. We just shot some guy and you just, you want to go get a hot dog?
Yeah.
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 I mean, you got a craving, man. Too.
So, yeah. I mean, that's all. I'm really looking forward to it. I really am.
Yeah.
Because it's been a really long time since I've been in front of a camera. And it's going to be fun to be in front of a camera again. And, like, I'll be kind of co-directing with whoever on there is directing, but most of the time I'll just be acting. Well, you know, man, let me tell you something about beating dicks and pumping pedos, because I'm pretty sure that's what needs to happen, because we should probably wrap soon.
Yeah, it's getting... To the wee hours of the morning.
I got my wee. Her. In my hand.
Okay, yeah, we're going to...
You too. Hey. Glad I'm not the only one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you a story.
About Cookie Monster's huge, hairy ass. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been After Hours.
Be sure to tune in next time.
To hear the rest of Ryan Weber King's illustrious story.
Oh, how yeah. Cookie Monster's asshole. All right, guys. Well, as always, be sure to check out youtube.com/opensignprods and youtube.com/horrorhive.
Where the blood runs like honey.
Yep, and that's where we're hosting all the episodes. Go check out the one that Cam and Mike just did. Check out Midnight Madness and check out all of them.
Yeah.
All right, but for After Hours this week, I'm Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Cameron Clark.
Ryan Webber King.
Have a good week, everybody.